This is Pastor Todd Kolbaum. I'm the director of Rural and Small Town Mission for the Synod, and it is good to be with all of you this morning. And I have as my guest Pastor Luke Brown. And Luke is pastor at St. John's Lutheran Church in Aliceville, Kansas. And Luke, a former newspaper guy, has been in the saddle for a few years now and doing a very special and unique rural ministry. Tell us a little bit about that rural ministry you have there in Aliceville, Luke.
Well, Aliceville is I think you'd call it a remote rural parish. You know, the community itself is very rustic. We have probably about 20 people and about 80 cats here. Across the street, I have a couple of cows, and you know, we have corn across the street, across the highway, and across the road. So we're kind of stuck out here in the middle of nowhere, and yet, you know, for us, it's not that bad because, you know, we're only an hour or so from Topeka, or an hour and a half from Kansas City, or 2 hours from Wichita. So while we're out here in the middle of nowhere, we really have anything you want, just a relatively short drive down the road. A lot of times when people come here, you know, we'll have missionaries that'll come here and they'll look at the community and they'll think, oh man, we're not going to get 20 people, you know, in church. And then people will start streaming in, and it's a family church. We have about five main families that make up most of the church, and people will drive here for 15, 20 miles or more to come to church here. It's a really remarkable place. I've been here for 6 years, a little over 6 years, and we have averaged between probably 100 to 107 in worship each week.
Well, that's fantastic. You used the word remote, but yet it seems like you've got a lot of benefits of being in that very spot.
Yeah, you know, it is remote, but there's no perfect parish. There's no perfect church, and you know, while we are remote, there are a lot of places that are much more remote. You know, we have a Walmart about 20 some miles away, and there's others that are an hour away. So it's remote, but there are a lot of places that are more remote.
Luke, you just said something that I just think is so fantastic. There's no perfect place. There's no perfect place to have a congregation, and certainly no perfect congregation. That's just one return of Jesus away. But until then, we're not there, are we?
Not quite. And that's always the thing. You're always looking for, you know, the perfect parish, and every church is looking for the perfect pastor. You know, you work where you're at, and you do the best you can where you're at, and you enjoy, you know, the good things about where you're at, the benefits. Every place has its own benefits, and every place is special in its own way.
That's very true. What do you see then in that unique rural remote setting? What do you see as the primary challenges of those types of congregations?
Challenges. You know, for pastors, and I'm really interested in because I've spent my life in rural Kansas and rural areas. I, you know, we raised our family in a small town, and we know I'm very well aware of the opportunities and challenges of living in a rural area. And, you know, a lot of times the new pastors or pastors in rural areas come from urban areas, larger cities. And it can be a real culture shock. And so, you know, I'm just real interested in helping them make that adjustment and to see and appreciate the opportunities, and as well as dealing with the challenges of surviving and thriving in a rural church.
Yeah, and you can actually thrive. I think that's the important thing to remember, is that while there are many, many challenges, you can actually thrive. I know one way, Luke, that you've tried to work through some challenges and come up with some resources is to partner with LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission. How have you done that? What services have you taken advantage of?
Well, we had a Engaging Your Community workshop here, and the Kansas District had it, and we had that about an hour and a half away from here in Parsons, but we had a pretty good turnout for that. But the thing I really liked about that, you know, a lot of times we think about mission, we think about outreach, and we think it can only be done overseas. And yet in our own communities, even in Aliceville, even in Coffee County, even this area, half or more than half of the people are unchurched. And you think you know your area, but a lot of times, you know, that the rural America has changed, and, you know, we don't realize how much it has changed. There are ways to find out what our areas need, what the opportunities are, how we can reach out to our own areas, our own Jerusalem. That engaging your community workshop helped us with that. We had several people there, and I think we're working through opportunities and some ideas still on ways we can be more outward focused. I think every church, you know, we're no different than anybody else. I think everybody needs to be more outward focused. It's so tempting to, you know, spend all your time talking about the roof that needs replaced or the boiler that's not working, and then not spend any time on local mission, on reaching out to people who need help and helping the, you know, solve the problems of the, you know, what the community needs.
Missions aren't always just overseas. We've got a mission field right in our backyard, and you had brought up the Engaging Your Community event. I know a lot of folks figure, well, we're rural, we're remote, we don't have a community, quote-unquote, but you've been able to define a community. How do you do that in such a rural place where you've got cornfields on every side?
Yeah, well, because that is the deal. You know, how do you reach your community when you don't have a community? Yeah. And I look at it as a surrounding area. And, you know, I was in business, and, you know, it's your market area, the area that you really want to draw, you know, most of your people from, and that's the area that you concentrate on. You know, we have our closest town is about 7 miles away, and so that's one of the towns that we would, and that's our local school, one of our local schools, and so that's the place you'd concentrate on in looking to fill their needs.
And again, you brought up another good point there in filling their need instead of looking to what we need all the time, looking to fill somebody else's need, and using that as a stepping stone to share the good news. Have you been able to accomplish a whole lot of that?
Oh, I think we're still looking at opportunities. We haven't really, we have a couple of things that we're looking at, and I think we're still waiting through that.
It's a lot to wade through. That's a very good way to put that. But the opportunities are always there. And once you define that community, like you said, it's a wonderful way to engage folks where they're at. I think one of the things, and you had mentioned this earlier, celebrating the things that are going well. I got to be a part of that there at St. John's in Aliceville when we, after the EYC, the Engaging Your Community event, when I came over and we celebrated together that mission festival. I thought that was fantastic. You're in a rural setting, but we had all sorts of folks show up. Some of the finest smoked pork and beef I've had in a long, long time, and really just celebrated what that congregation can do. I thought that was such a fantastic event.
Our Mission Fest is always one of the highlights of the year.
I can definitely see why. One of the other things I was thinking of as we were talking about that is you had mentioned earlier that St. John's is a real family church, and I know a lot of times people look at that idea of family church and see that maybe as a negative, but it, to me, you sounds like you've turned that into a positive by engaging, trying to look at engaging the community, not always looking inwardly.
But yeah, you know, you do use it as a positive. It's what you got, and you work with what you have, because it can be a negative if you're not a family member and you feel like you're on the outside. But this is I think this church really is a friendly church, and it tries to draw people in, even if they are not family members. We do have people who are not members of any of the main families, and yet I think they all feel like they are an honorary member of some of the families.
That's fantastic. Look, one other thing, we're drawing close on time here, but we've got a great big event coming up, the third annual National Mission Festival in November, and I think you were involved with ours last year, were you not?
I've gone to several of those, and I don't understand how you can do such a good job getting so many excellent speakers and good topics. I was just, I'm getting ready to send mine in. I'm glad you called, but I was just looking through the things that you have. You're talking about stewardship. You're talking about intergenerational ministry. You're talking about music. You're talking about health. You're talking about outreach. You just have so many different areas that are, each one of them is golden. And each one of those are things that you can come right back and put to work on Monday morning. You just, you know, they affect each of us. Each of us deal with these problems, and these opportunities and these situations, and these are ways that we can put these to work and work towards these. And also, you know, besides the programs, a lot of times you have some of the sharpest rural and small town pastors from the nation that come to this. And it is so enjoyable to be around some of these sharp people. I'm always hopeful that something will rub off. And, you know, usually I'm pretty resistant, but so many sharp people come to this, and it's a good cost. It's not an expensive workshop. I think it's one of the best bargains that's out there. It's always one of the highlights of the year. One of the a problem with being a rural pastor is, besides, you know, being in a rural area and sort of isolation, but you have to be an expert on everything.
Yeah.
And this helps, and this is one way that the Rural and Small Town Mission helps pastors grow in competence in one certain area that they can bring back and help their people starting on Monday morning.
Well, thank you so much, Luke. I think I need to throw in there, this was not a paid endorsement. Thank you so much. I really feel like this is a great repository for an awful lot of great information. And as you said, there are so many good guys out there doing so many good things in rural and small town mission and ministry that iron sharpens iron. And I think that's one of the greatest benefits of that.
You can get worn down, but I don't know how you can come back from something like that and not be excited. And to make those ties with sharp people and stay in contact with them and get ideas from them and energy from them is something that you just feed off of throughout the year. I think every church should send their pastor and make sure their pastor goes to that.
Oh, fantastic. And then that's what the mission is of LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission. It's to revitalize and reinvigorate folks who are engaging in that extremely vital ministry out there in places which otherwise would be sometimes ignored. And I think that's our primary mission. Well, I thank you, Luke, for being on with us today. Luke Brown from St. John's Lutheran Church in Aliceville. God's blessings to you and your ministry, and I look forward to seeing you this fall.
Looking forward to it.